From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, fascinating fruit facts. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Thursday, June 5th, 2008.
I just found this out about you.
You
I
had no idea what you were getting
next
into.
To you all this time, we're friends, and out of nowhere, it's, you know, I hate almost all fruit, you say.
I do. It's true. I mean, do we really want to talk about this? Yes. I hate all fruit except for gins and gin, except for limes and gin and tonics.
That's not,
and
that's
berries
not fruit.
Or
that's
cherries.
Berries or cherries?
Yeah.
So where did it start?
Or Granny Smith apples that are very, very crisp.
No melons.
No melons. Melons.
No citrus other than the unsweet ones.
No. I was telling you that I feel about eating oranges in public the way other people feel about smoking. I think it's very offensive.
Do you think you'll get secondhand pulp?
Yes.
Are you worried about that?
Allison Stewart was eating an orange in the studio once, and it took me, a good half an hour before I finally had to say, Allie, can you just take that outside?
Madam, that is disgusting. I don't know where you were born or who raised you. We do not eat oranges. And it goes back to what, playing soccer?
Soccer. Everyone's running around with this orange smile.
What
horrible.
About the scene in The Godfather
nightmares.
Where he died after eating an orange? What about all the orange imagery in The Godfather?
We could go on and on, but we won't.
When you were a baby, did they not... Because this is what I'm doing with Milo, my baby, exposing him to fruit, and he loves it. Did they not do that with you?
I think I would just threw it up immediately, and my mom didn't try. She was an appeaser.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now, look what's happened to me.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up on the show this hour, we're going to talk about the Italian mob. Turncoats against the Italian mob are being gunned down in the streets. This is not a good thing. An update from Rome on the Cosa Nostra.
Now, when they're gunned down, oranges just flow through the streets. I assume, because most of my knowledge does come from The Godfather. Also, necktie sales are down, as are the number of men wearing ties. So, are we seeing the end of the tie? We'll discuss coming up.
And an advocate of uncreative writing, unabashedly supportive of this whole genre of uncreative writing. Kenneth Goldsmith is his name. He says that we are at the end of one kind of creativity and we're entering the beginning of another age of creativity. So exactly what is he talking about? Unreadable books, we will explain when we talk with him. We'll get the day's news headlines in just a minute, but first...
Five men accused of planning and implementing the 9/11 attacks will be arraigned today before a military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Among them, the alleged mastermind of the attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who will appear in public for the first time in more than 5 years.
The men are charged with 2,973 counts of murder, one for each victim in New York City, at the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. If they're convicted, the accused all face the death penalty.
These are the highest-value detainees that the U.S. has brought before this military tribunal system, which was created specifically to prosecute suspected terrorists at Guantanamo Bay. Previous prosecutions have been wrought with delays, legal controversies, and trips to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's largely because the military court doesn't follow the same rules as a regular federal court.
Air Force Brigadier General Tom Hartman is legal counsel for the trials. He describes what will happen today.
You'll see five accused who are going to be there with 18 defense counsel. It's going to be an amazing reflection on the American system of justice.
But others aren't so sanguine. Stacey Sullivan from Human Rights Watch says the results from a military tribunal may be more open to criticism.
The commissions allow evidence that is tainted by torture and other abuse to be admissible in court. And they don't allow the defendants necessarily to see all the evidence against them. If you were to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in a federal court, you wouldn't have any doubt about the integrity of the process.
The military has tried several lower-value detainees through these tribunals, reportedly to work out the kinks in the system. Now they're going for the alleged 9/11 plotters, and some people are worried that political pressure is forcing them to move too quickly.
Jeffrey Atticott is a former senior Pentagon advisor to the military commissions. NPR asked him whether politics was a factor in the timing of these prosecutions.
My answer is duh. I mean, we're at war, and war involves political issues from the executive branch. The executive branch should have a very active role in deciding who is a war criminal, who's going to be prosecuted, and that's perfectly legitimate.
But Eugene Fidel, president of the National Institute for Military Justice, isn't as comfortable with executive branch involvement.
I think the administration is sparing no effort to get these cases, the big cases, underway before a new administration takes office. In other words, I think the effort now is to make these cases irretrievable so that a new administration's hands would be tied as to how the cases would have to move forward.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.